Okay, I'd like to share with you tonight the main, I guess, Yeshiva Shechakira, the Torah on Perek Beis of Makis, Angolos. There's one basic Chakira which has rayas from many different Gemaras, and it's hard to come to a clear maskana. The question is the following. We know that if someone kills B'Shaigeg, he goes to Golos. Every Yeshiva boy knows that. The question is what the basis of his going to Golos is. There are two ways to understand why he goes to Golos. One way to understand is that the einish of someone who kills B'Shaigeg is that a goyal adam is allowed to kill him. However, he can save himself. He can save himself by going to a Ir Miklat to save himself from the goyal adam. According to this Mahalath, the only reason that someone who kills B'Shaigeg goes to Golos is to save his life, to save his own life. The Goyal Adam shouldn't kill him. The second way to understand is no. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Someone kills B'Shaigeg, his Einish is Golos. Just like somebody does a lav, his Einish is Malkus. Someone kills B'Mezin, his Einish is Misa. If someone kills B'Shaigeg, Golos is his Einish. There's no other halacha that the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. But they're not necessarily dependent one on the other. So that, the kitzer, we say in yeshiva, that either Golos is a kapara, that's the second way to learn, that Golos is mechaper, or that Golos is just the linotzel from the Goyal Adam. Excuse me? Where does the misa, so I'm going to try to touch base on that, 1 second. Nafkaminas, sort of simple nafkamina is, if a person feels safe from the Goyal Adam, somebody killed B'Shaigeg, and either the Goyal Adam is a friend of his, not afraid he'll kill him, or he's a wealthy man, he builds himself a fortress with guards and security, and does he have to go to Golos? If you learn that Golos is just to save yourself from a Goyal Adam, if you're comfortable that the Goyal Adam isn't going to kill you, isn't going to kill the person, so there's no reason for him to go to Golos. If you learn Golos is a kapara, so then what do you mean? That's his kapara. He has to go to Golos. Nothing to do with the Goyal Adam. I guess that's totally in this. Is he over? The question was, is he over anything by not going to Golos? If Golos is a kapara, he's missing his kapara. If Golos is just a practical matter, to be safe from Goyal Adam, then he's not over anything. Well, that's the question. Is Bezin saying he has to go to Golos because he's a kapara? Or is Bezin telling him the Goyal Adam is going to kill you, you better go to Golos? Right? That's the question. Is the psak you have to go to Golos? Is the psak you kill B'Shaigeg, the Goyal Adam can kill you, and if you go to Golos, you'll be saved? Do we have Beferish that it's a psak Bezdin? What's the Lashon? The Mishnah is going to be on the next, on Tesamid Beis. What's the Lashon? Machzir and Oisei Lumkaimi. The Mishnah's Lashon is they return him to, after the psak, they return him to Golos. That can be just safe passage to go back. Love Dafka Kapara. Well, that's the question. Is it a psak to go back, or is it a safe passage to go back? Yeah, everyone seems to like that it's a kapara, right? That's what everyone seems to be saying. It's a kapara, of course it's a kapara. Yeah? It's hard to prove anything from Kohen Gadol, because where the Kohen Gadol comes in, it doesn't seem to follow logically from either of the two mahalach. Well, the halachi is the closest Yairish could kill him. So a normal Jew always has a Yairish, and otherwise that would be enough to mean if somebody kills someone who has no relatives, Lietzor or Gera has no relatives, nothing happened. That would be enough to mean. The Evan Ozel has another nafkamina. The Evan Ozel has a nafkamina if you have a suffix. if he have a teku, if he has to go to Galus. If the suffik is, does he need this kapara? So it's a shayla suffik deraisa, he should go to Galus and get his kapara. However, if he only goes to Galus because the Goel Adam could kill him, by sveikis, the Goel Adam can't kill him if it's a suffik, so the Goel Adam would have no right to kill him. Then he shouldn't go to Galus. So that if it's a kapara, by sveikis, he should go. If it's to be safe from the Goel Adam, by sveikis, he doesn't have to go because the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill him by sveikis. So basically, the nafkamina is if he can save himself from the Goel Adam, or as someone said, the Goel Adam has no relatives, or if, like Devin Ozel by Sveikis, or, as we'll see in a minute, if someone kills Bishayge and no one sees, someone killed Bishayge, Chalila, someone's driving and he killed someone Bishayge, and no one saw it, there's no aid, and the Goel Adam has no clue who killed him. Does the person on his own need a kapara to go to Galus? If it's a kapara, he should have to go to Galus. If it's not a kapara, then he should... It's not a kapara, just to be safe in the Goel Adam, so he has no problem. He doesn't have to go. So fourth nafkamina. So first, let me tell you, there are a couple of very solid rayas that it's a kapara, and then there's some problems with it. Among the solid rayas that it's a kapara, include some of the simpler ones. The Gemara later is going to say on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, that if they paskin that he killed Bishayeg, and then he dies. The Ritzah dies before he ever went to Galus. So it says there, we learn out of a pasuk, Melichin Atzmaisav L'Sham. We take his dead body and we bring it to Galus, to be Mekayim Galus. We take the dead body and we bring it to Galus, to be Mekayim Galus. Klara Raya, and Gavi Kapara. Dead people are not afraid of the Goel Adam. So, what? And still he has to go. And still he has to go to Goel Adam. The Mishnah says that even if he died, Malichin says, "Maisa l'sham diksev l'ashuv l'sheves baaretz and maiskay hakaya." We bury him there till the Kayah Gadol dies. That seems to be a very solid raya. There's a raya from Chesamid Beis. On Chesamid Beis, about five lines from the bottom, the Gemara had a havamina. Rava had a havamina that small. It's about seven lines in the bottom. Prat loisach habura ba'avim b'shaygeg. Somebody who did a chabura in the same, he didn't kill his father. He did a chabura in his father b'shaygeg, which is chayiv misa would have been amazing. Sakte et chamina kivin de bin beizim bar katola b'shaygeg lately. I would think he's also goes to galus. So kamash malan. So we have exeris hakos of parat loaviv. What's the havamina? He made a chabura in somebody. A Goel Adam can't kill him. He didn't kill anybody. He made a chabur in his father. Have a mean he should go to Galus. Why should he go to Galus? Must be it's a kapara. To be safe in the Goel Adam? If he made a chabur in his father, there's no Goel Adam who's gonna come against him. So these are two very logical, solid rayas that it's a kapara. The Lashon HaGemara, the top of Beis Amid Beis, also was that it's a kapara. It's a Lashon HaGemara by Itzaymimin. On someone who went to Galus, the Gemara has such a lashon that it's a kapara. So there are a handful of Gemaras that it's hard to refute that say that it's kapara. The problem, two problems. One is a marsha. The Gemara later in the Perek brings a mashal hakadmaini, which may be familiar to you from Rashi and Chumash. The mashal hakadmaini, mersham yetzei rasha, it's a mashal that God keeps score. When things happen in the world, you don't know why. There's a mashal hakadmaini, there's a mashal from other Marishan, that there's a cheshbon. The people see a man go up a ladder and fall off the ladder and kill somebody on the ground. They don't know why it happened. The Gemara says that prior to that event, the one on the ladder had killed someone b'shaygeg with no edim. He's chayiv galus, and no bezin doesn't know. The one on the bottom had killed someone b'mezid with no edim. Chayav misa, no one knows. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He brings them down to the same hotel, and he climbs up the ladder. The one who killed b'shaygeg, now in front of edim, kills the other one. So he got his galus, he got his misa. That's the mashal hakadmaini which is brought. The The Marsha has a taina. He says the fellow who killed Bishayig without Aidim was saying he killed Bishayig without Aidim, he's Chayiv Golos and Bezin doesn't know it. The one who killed Bemezin without Aidim, he's Chayiv Nisa and Bezin doesn't know it. Hashem brings them together. Marsha says the one who killed Bishayig without Aidim, he's not Chayiv Golos. There's no Goyal Adam. If there's no Goyal Adam, the Marsha says the words. If there's no Goyal Adam to kill him, why should he go to Golos? So you might just saying might answer Marsha's question, but that's not what the Aron thing that Marsha is. If there's no one to run away from, you don't need the kapar. That's what the Marsha is saying. The Aruch HaNer asks on that Marsha, what do you mean? Golos is kapara. He brings that base on the base. Golos is kapara. So he does need a kapara, even if no one knows. But the Marsha says the reverse. The Marsha says the opposite. So that's a Marsha that they ask on. There's also a Gemara that's mashma that it's not a kapara be'etzem from on Yir Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about Mishanigmar Dinai Meiskay and Gadol Eina Gaila. If somebody, after Bezdin Paskin his din, the Kayan Gadol died, so the Mishnah says he doesn't go to Golos. So Gemara, in the beginning of the Gemara, says Ma'i Taima Amar Abaye Kavachayim. Mishagolakvar Yatza. If you already went to Golos, you go out, Mrs. Kayan Gadol, Mishaloy Golaini Din Shalay Yigil. If he didn't go to Golos, he certainly doesn't have to go to Golos. What's fair with that? So the Gemara says, Dilma Haida Gola Ichberlei, Haida Lai Gola Lai. Gemara says, what do you mean? The way he went to Golos, when the Kayan Gadol dies, he gets out because he had his kapara. The person who didn't go to Golos yet, why should he go? He never got his kapara. And with the Gemara, and this is the Lashon HaGemara, Midi Golos Ka Mechapra. Mises Kayan Gadol Hu De Mechapra. Gemara's Lashon is, Midi Golos Ka Mechapra. Is Golos the kapara? Mises Kayan Gadol Hu De Mechapra. Now that, I don't know exactly what it means, Mises Kayan Gadol Hu De Mechapra. It's Lashon HaGemara. Golos Na Mechapra, Mises Kayan Gadol Hu De Mechapra. So the Gemara seems to say, Midi Golos Ka Mechapra. On Beis Amid Beis, it had a Lashon, the Golos is Mechapra. So it's a little bit of a confusion on this topic about what it is. There are, as I said, a number of Gemaras that are Mashper Kapara. Sarchi Tzayin is Mashper Kapara. And the issue is the Masha and this Gemara, which are Mashma that the Golos is not a Kapara. The Klishemda, he brings the Klishemda says a Nakuda that could be a pshara between the two. Actually, I'm just saying the Klishemda, if you have to read the pasuk from the Torah, from the Chumash. But the Klishemda, Parshas Maaseh, it's on page 294, and the Klishemda has what I think is a pshara. Let me tell you the pshara, and I'll tell you where he fits it in the pasuk. Klishemda says, going to Golos is a kapara. Going to Golos, in the first place, is a kapara. Staying in Golos is to be safe from the Goyal Adam. It's uniform. Anybody who kills runs to Golos. Anybody who kills B'shoigeg runs to Golos. Dad, he needs us as kapara. He's got to run to Golos. How long does he stay? Now, one person stays in Golos for a week and the Kohen Gadol dies. Someone stays in Golos 30 years and the Kohen Gadol dies. They both needed the same kapara. So the answer is, go running to Golos is the kapara. Staying in Golos, being in Golos longer, is a practical matter of Goyal Adam. He has an interesting chakira in the Klichemda, whether the fellow who ran to Golos is allowed to pay the Goyal Adam to not kill him. It says in the Parsha, in the Chumash, Leisiklu kaifer, lonus el ir miklatai, loshev l'sheves baretz. The Chumash, it says, don't take money from the fellow. Don't take money for him to come back. So Klichemda explains the Pasuk. To not take money from, he shouldn't go in the first place, there's no Havamina. Because to go to Golos in the first place, that's Kapara. He needs the Kapara. They not take Kaifer for not to give him Malkus. Not take Kaifer not to give him Misa. He can't. No, have a meaning, you can take kaifer, you shouldn't go in the first place to galus, because that's like any einish bezdin that you don't take. The leisikhu kaifer here, leisikhu kaifer lonus alim reklata loshuv loshevis barat. He already went. See, he already had his kapara. Now he's there to be safe from the gayal adam. So I would think bezdin could take kaifer, could let him buy his way out. So kamash malon. That he cannot buy his way out, the pasuk. From this pasuk, he says, makar, that going there in the first place is kapara. There's no have a meaning to take kaifer for it. So kaifer lashuv, to come back, that's what the pasuk is going. Right, well, we'll get to the Gemara, we'll see if it's true. Just saying, it might be so. Maybe so. I didn't see that any of them should make this chiluk that you said. Could be. Maybe somebody does. But anyway, this is the, like I say, this is the Torah in the yeshiva world on this particular sugya. This is sort of a pshara in between. The running in the first place is, and the staying is already something which is not. What's interesting, Shaila, is Bizman Hazeh. If Chalila someone kills B'shaigeg, there's pashtus, no ability of a Gael Adam to kill him. The authorities won't let. So what the din is of Harig B'shaigeg B'zman Hazeh, maybe we'll get to it a different week. What's interesting, what? Oh, we don't have Yer Mikvah today. I understand the question is if we have din Gael Adam to kill him or not, B'zman Hazeh. The question is one conditional on the other? Not really, because the Kar of Lamezid doesn't have your miklat, and the Gael Adam is allowed to kill him. So it's not necessarily. It's interesting, he writes at the end whether you're allowed to pay a Gael Adam to not kill the person. You want to pay him off. So he says you could. Leisichu kaifer is only bez. Not take kaifer. A regular person could take money. But then he says afterwards that you can give him money, but im hargay achakach in leidamim. He could change his mind. As you give him money, you shouldn't kill the person. The person gets out. So it's funny. Does he? Somebody have to give back the money, you know, if he kills him. No, he paid him not to kill him. So it's funny. His lashon is im hargei achakach ein leidamim, damim tarti mashma. You know, and his money also. But so I'm not sure about that. Okay, welcome back, everybody. I've got the chance.